The following program is a presentation of UALR's College of Arts, Humanities and Social Sciences, the Arkansas Symphony, and UALR Public Radio.
This is Jeffrey Robson, and you are listening to At the Symphony here on KLRE. You've been listening to the first movement of Mahler's Symphony No. 2 in C minor, the Resurrection Symphony. The recording we'll be listening to today is of the Chicago Symphony under the direction of Maestro Claudio Abbado. The Arkansas Symphony Orchestra will be performing this work this Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon at the Robinson Center Music Hall as part of our Stella Boyle Smith Masterworks series. Gustav Mahler's Second Symphony, which has historically been one of his most popular, remains one of his most often performed works. Its scale, like most of his works, is very large. This piece employs 17 woodwind players, over 20 brass players, 7 percussionists, organ, the largest complement of strings possible, usually limited by the size of the stage, including also 2 harps, a large mixed chorus, soprano solo, and alto solo. A typical performance runs nearly an hour and a half. Like so many of Gustav Mahler's works, the piece represents something of a quest to discover the answers to the fundamental questions of life, the meaning and purpose of human existence, and the problem of the afterlife. Gustav Mahler frequently railed on the use and very existence of written program notes to accompany symphonic concerts. He felt that program notes distracted the audience from being moved simply through the music. He felt that the composer's goal is to create an experience for the audience that replicates the experience had by the composer in writing the music, and it must be achieved through the power of the music itself, not with a written supplement. This being said, there's no doubt that there is indeed a programmatic meaning to this piece, the Symphony No. 2, as well as most others of Mahler. He was not a musical absolutist, as, say, Brahms was purported to be, and he wrote extensively about the meaning of his Second Symphony as well as others. The first movement is a lengthy funeral march. He titled this movement Celebration of the Dead, and he intended to call into question the great question of life. Why have we lived? Why have we suffered? According to Mahler, the subject of this funeral march is the hero of his first symphony, again affirming some sort of programmatic connection to his first symphony, which is itself something of an ode to nature, the romantic temperament, and the desire for transcendence. These questions about the meaning of life that Mahler tries to raise in this opening of his Second Symphony, he will attempt to answer in the final movement.
Thank you.
Mahler wrote the first movement of his Second Symphony in 1888, shortly after he completed his First Symphony. It was originally a standalone piece, a symphonic poem, and he toyed for some years with making it the opening of his symphony. However, he struggled to conceive how this work would end. He knew that he would likely need words, a text, to make the piece complete, but he still did not know what they would be. He composed the second and third movements of the symphony in 1893, but still the finale, the choral finale that he knew he needed, eluded him. He eventually found it in the Resurrection Ode from the German poet Friedrich Klopstock.
Thank you.
This is Jeffrey Robson, and you're listening to At the Symphony. The second and third movements of Mahler's Second Symphony, which are purely instrumental, were described by Mahler as interludes. The second movement, which you've just heard a sample from, is a relatively simple Ländler folk dance. It serves as a recollection of life and joyful times. The third movement is a free-form scherzo, actually based on music from one of his own songs, which was common in his compositions. It seems to be intended to snap the listener out of the nostalgic reverie of the second movement and to prepare for the torments of the fifth movement. Here are more excerpts from these two movements, again performed by the Chicago Symphony, Claudio Abbado conducting. Thank you. You've been listening to the third movement scherzo of Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 2 here on At the Symphony on KLRE Classical 90.5. This is Jeffrey Robson. This piece will be performed in its entirety this weekend by the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra in two performances this Saturday, February 25th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 26th at 3 p.m. Directed by music director Philip Mann, they will feature Kristen Marie Hill, mezzo-soprano, and Kristen Lewis, soprano, and a large combined chorus of talented Arkansas University choirs. The fourth movement is a song excerpted from Mahler's collection of songs Des Knaben Wunderhorn, or The Youth's Magic Horn. These songs are based on a collection of German folk poems with the same title assembled in the early 19th century. These poems have served as song material for numerous composers, including Schubert and Mendelssohn, but are most famous for their settings created by Gustav Mahler. In this symphony, the song Irrlicht, or Primeval Light, is an angst-ridden plea for relief from the pain and suffering of life through transcendence. Here is that beautiful movement sung by mezzo-soprano Marilyn Horn in the same recording with Claudio Abbado and the Chicago Symphony. That was the fourth movement from Mahler's Symphony No. 2, with the Chicago Symphony, Claudio Abbado conducting, and Marilyn Horn singing. The piece moves uninterrupted into the dramatic fifth and final movement of the piece, which is the longest and most intricate movement in the entire work. It's approximately 30 minutes long, divided roughly into two sections. The first half is purely instrumental and serves as a long orchestral introduction to the choral finale. In the exposition, Mahler recollects several themes from previous movements, beginning with the climax of the scherzo third movement, and he also previews the upcoming important choral themes. He then moves to a development section that Mahler has called a March of the Dead. The movement recapitulates and leads into a dramatic climax with a horn call, which serves as a transition into the choral section. The text for the choral section is based on a poem, The Resurrection, by Friedrich Klopstock. Mahler discovered this text to be appropriate for his second symphony while attending the funeral of a famed 19th century conductor and close colleague, Hans von Bülow. Mahler used 8 lines of Klopstock's poem and added several verses of his own. The text details a victory over human pain and suffering through death, an ascent to heaven, and eternal life with God. We will listen to the end of the orchestral introduction and the beginning of the choral finale to Mahler's Symphony No. 2. Here again is the Chicago Symphony, Maestro Claudio Abbado, Soprano Carol Neblett, Mezzo-Soprano Marilyn Horn, and the Chicago Symphony Chorus. You have been listening to the finale of Gustav Mahler's Second Symphony, subtitled The Resurrection. That recording was of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Claudio Abbado, with soloists Carol Neblett and Marilyn Horn and the Chicago Symphony Chorus. You can hear this work in its entirety this weekend in two spectacular performances by the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. They will take place this Saturday, February 25th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 26th at 3 p.m. at the Robinson Center Music Hall in downtown Little Rock. On the podium will be music director Philip Mann, and featured will be soloists Kristen Lewis and Kristen Marie Hill. Be sure not to miss this very special event. Tickets are available at arkansassymphony.org, or you can call the box office at 501-666-1761. Each performance will be preceded by Concert Conversations, a pre-concert talk given by Philip Mann himself. Those take place 1 hour before each performance in the hall at the Robinson Center. Until then, this is Jeffrey Robson for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and we'll see you at the Symphony.
You have been listening to At the Symphony with Jeffrey Robson, a presentation of UALR's College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, the Arkansas Symphony, and UALR Public Radio.